Watching UN Security Council meetings on Ukraine can be jarring. As countries raise alarms about Russia's bombardment of Ukraine, Russia's ambassador dismisses every allegation as fake news. Russia is a permanent Security Council member, so it's hard to hold it to account there, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations puts it bluntly. Linda Thomas-Greenfield told reporters on her way into one recent meeting that Russia is using its position on the Security Council to launder lies.
And these lies are designed for one purpose and one purpose alone: deflect responsibility for Russia's war of choice and the humanitarian catastrophe it has caused.
Russia's been trying to head off a Security Council resolution demanding humanitarian access to Ukraine by proposing its own draft. Albania's ambassador said Russia should get into the Guinness Book of World Records for hypocrisy. Russia has also made claims denied by UN officials about biological weapons programs in Ukraine. Thomas Greenfield calls that a false flag.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate.
The Security Council is supposed to be the guardian of international peace and security, says Lou Charbonneau of Human Rights Watch.
But whenever it involves the permanent members, it's basically hamstrung.
Throughout the Cold War, he says, the Security Council was deadlocked because the superpowers could veto anything. This moment may be the same, but Charbonneau says UN aid agencies are helping Ukrainians uprooted by war, and UN human rights officials are gathering evidence of war crimes.
So hopefully there will eventually be proper accountability, but it's not going to come from the UN Security Council. The UN Security Council provides some good drama, a bit of nasty back and forth, but it's not the substance. The substance is going to come from elsewhere.
Eventually, the UN Security Council could play a role if Russia and Ukraine reach a negotiated settlement, says Richard Gowan of the International Crisis Group.
Then it may be useful to have the Council put its stamp on the agreement. And you can imagine a situation where you have a ceasefire in Ukraine or a disengagement of forces, and you need some sort of UN peace observer mission to confirm that Russia is pulling back.
Speaking via Skype, Gowan says the UN will also have to deal with the global consequences of this war. Ukraine and Russia supply much of the world's wheat, and the developing world is worried about that.
The UN's job is partially to help weak states navigate what is going to be a major global economic crisis just after the crisis that was sparked by COVID. And so the UN's biggest contribution here may be at the global scale rather than actually mediating between Russia and Ukraine.
For now, the UN Security Council continues to function in other areas. It recently renewed the mandate for the UN mission for Afghanistan, for instance. But as the war in Ukraine drags on, Gowan says, it may be harder for Security Council diplomats to work together. And that could mean more fallout for the rest of the world. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.